You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, let's do this thing. Another Wednesday on the Locked On Podcast Network. This is Locked On Kings, your hub for Sacramento Kings coverage through the month of August, the dry period, into the start of training camp in September, and then, of course, the start of the 2018-2019 season in October. My name is Matt George. Welcome in to another episode. I have the privilege of being your host. I have the privilege of covering the team that I grew up a diehard fan of for many, many years. Born and raised in the Sacramento area, became a Kings fan at a very young age with my uncle being a season ticket holder. I grew up a diehard fan, then transitioned into a career of covering this team and covering professional sports at Sports 1140 KHDK. That is the flagship radio station of the Kings in Sacramento. I worked there as an on-air host and multimedia reporter and journalist. Today, I have a question or a few questions of yours to answer. I got a lot of feedback after Monday's episode of the podcast. People asking where Scal Labissiere fit into the rotation and fit into the breakdown on Monday. We focused a lot on heading into training camp, some matchups to keep an eye on, some positional battles. And I didn't really mention Scal Labissiere except for the very tail end. I'll go into more detail about Scal Labissiere here in just a second. And then speaking of Sports 1140 KHDK, Doug Christie and Charles T. Hamilton hosted Willie Cauley-Stein for a interview while Grant Napier was on vacation a little over a week ago. This interview was never posted on KHDK.com, and a lot of fans missed it, have been asking me if I was able to play it and break it down on the Locked On Kings podcast, because Willie said some very interesting things. So I'm going to be playing that for you, taking pauses in between to share my thoughts and my breakdowns on some of the comments Willie says. I always enjoy talking to Willie Cauley-Stein. Willie's one of my favorite Kings to talk to. He gets a bad reputation for not having the highest of basketball IQs, which I really think isn't the case. I think the game naturally comes to him, and he's very, very aware of how the game works and how what he needs to do and how he needs to work on it. And he's also very open and honest. He's not going to beat around the bush. He's going to tell you genuinely what he's thinking, what he's feeling. Sometimes that can get you into trouble as a player. Willie Cauley-Stein does a good job making it genuine and important, and it's a great listen. So I'm going to be playing that for you and breaking that down here in just a little bit. So, Scal Labissiere. I broke down the position battles, and I was looking at, really, for Scal, the four or five battles. I don't see Scal Labissiere. Yes, he's put on weight, and he looks great, and I'm not diminishing anything that Scal does. I don't see him as a true five. I see the five battle happening right now between Willie Cauley-Stein, Marvin Bagley, and Costa Kufos. I expect Costa or one of those three to be traded around the trade deadline. It's probably not going to be Marvin Bagley. So I expect Costa Kufos will most likely be moved or not on this team beyond this season. Therefore, the future of that five position as of right now is Marvin Bagley, and then we'll see how Willie Cauley-Stein fits into things as this is a contract year for him. So eliminate the five position overall. Also, you can eliminate the three position. Nemanja Bjelica, who is a stretch four, who has a very similar game to what Scal Labissiere can be, is going to be playing a lot of the backup three position, in my opinion, behind Bogdan Bogdanovic, because there's just not enough room for him at the four, because you have Harry Giles there. You have Zach Randolph there, who I don't necessarily want to see playing, and I wouldn't be surprised to see rotations involving Harry Giles and even Marvin Bagley playing the four at times with either Costa Kufos or Willie Cauley-Stein on the floor. That means one or two players have to take the bump, a.k.a. being knocked out of rotational spots. One, I think, is going to be, and I hope is going to be, Zach Randolph. Again, I love Zach. Nothing against him. He just does not fit with this team, and I don't want to see him taking necessarily playing time away from the other young guys. The second person, unfortunately, is Scal Labissiere. His window, in my opinion, has all but closed here in Sacramento, and that's not by any fault of his own. Some fans were telling me, you know, well, he hasn't really gotten a chance. He never really got a chance last year. Yes and no. Yes, he didn't get as much run as many fans wanted to see. Remember, he exploded on the scene, did really well in the second half of his rookie season, got some playing time at the start of last season, and didn't do all too well. A lot of And this is an issue that we dealt with, and I talked to Jerry Reynolds about this a lot last season as well. Jerry Reynolds, former analyst on TV for the Kings, former head coach as well. We were talking back and forth about the right way to develop players, and developing players goes so far beyond just throwing them out on the floor and giving them 25-30 minutes a night against NBA top-level competition, getting their their ass kicked and then learning from it and growing from it. That's an element of it, sure, but that's not exactly the right way or Dave Yeager's way or this Kings' coaching staff's way of developing talent. It's working you in, working hard at practice, working you in off the bench, you finding a spot, finding your niche, and earning that time and earning that starting spot. And Scalabissiere, quite frankly, didn't do that. I can't speak to how he performed in practice, knowing Scal. He's a gym rat. He works hard. You can see his body and the work that he's put in this summer and get all the evidence you need of that. But on the floor last year, he was a high energy and hustle guy, which I absolutely appreciate. He had a that side of his game that Willie Cauley-Stein really lacked, is that go-get-him attitude. If the ball was coming off the rim and he was in the vicinity, he was going up trying to get that rebound. He was also blocking a lot of shots. So Scalabissiere provided the hustle, but he still doesn't have much of an identity. If I were to ask you what Scalabissiere is, what would you tell me? I think the most consistent thing I would get is a away-from-the-basket big man. So a high post at the wing, and maybe a corner three specialist big man. So you're kind of looking at potentially a stretch four. But he hasn't shown enough of a consistency with the outside shot to be that stretch four. And he hasn't, until now, had the weight to be able to defensively hang out there with bigs. Now, that could be different. The only way, in my opinion, Scalabissiere is getting playing time is if Costa Kufos and Zach Randolph completely take the bump and are sitting on the bench for the majority of the time. I can see that happening with Zach. I can't see that happening with Costa Kufos. I think it's going to be, we're going to see a lot of rotations of Bagley Giles or some pairing of that at the four, and Willie Cauley-Stein, Costa Kufos, or some pairing of that at the five. That is just my opinion. I think Scalabissiere is on the outs. Unfortunately, I think he's a great kid. I think he also has trade value that the Kings can explore potentially before the season starts or at the trade deadline next year, because Scal is, in my opinion, a great player and an underrated player in a lot of ways, but he still has a lot of work to do. We'll see if he makes his way onto the floor. Unfortunately, though, with the drafting of Marvin Bagley and with the fact that Harry Giles is now healthy and has come into his own, Harry Giles is the one that's taking that spot, that true blue power forward four spot away from Scalabissiere. And I've seen a lot of people saying, well, the Kings drafted Bagley. That was essentially slamming the door shut on Scal. No, that really wasn't the case, because Bagley, again, is more, in my opinion, of a five. It was really Harry Giles coming into his own and turning into what the Kings are hopefully going to have him turn into that is pushing Scalabissiere out. So that's just the reality of it. I know there are some Scal fans out there that want him to see him get more of a chance, that think he has something to offer. I think he has something to offer as well. Unfortunately, it's probably just not going to be here with the Sacramento Kings. Just over a week ago on Sports 1140 KHDK, Willie Cauley-Stein appeared on the Grant Napier Show for an interview. Grant was out on vacation, so Doug Christie spearheaded the interview, and it never got posted to KHDK.com, but there were some very interesting comments by Willie Cauley-Stein. So many of you have reached out to me on social media asking me to play and break down this interview. So here we go. I'm going to be pausing it in increments, just going through it, sharing my opinions and my feedback, trying to break down and pick apart some things that Willie Cauley-Stein said. But enjoy this. Thanks to KHDK for allowing us to use the audio. Here is Willie Cauley-Stein with Doug Christie on the Grant Napier Show.
Well, we promised it, and we delivered the one and only Willie Cauley-Stein, the trillest. Will, what's up, baby?
What's up with the trail?
How's that L.A. treating you, man?
Man, you know how it is out here.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do. Well, be safe. That's what I say. You live in large. Look, it's the off season. This is a big off season for you, man. I've talked about it many times on the air as we build up to training camp. You got things to prove. I'm sure you got things you want to do. Tell me how the off season is going and how the game's coming along.
Man, it's going along how it's supposed to go along. Locked in early. I'm in a frame of mind right now that I can't even explain, and that's like, you know what I'm saying. And you can feel that. Doug, you feel that, you know
no
what I'm
doubt.
Saying? Like, I'm locked in on something that I've never been locked in like this before. So I'm excited, man. Like, I ain't never been this excited about hoops before, and I'm excited. Like, this is crazy. Like, I've tapped into something that's like, you know, beyond me. Like, it's cool. This is something that's it's fun now. Like, it's crazy.
Trill, man, it's always a fantastic thing when someone can recognize and themselves going to another level.
No doubt.
And I think, you know, over the last year, as Grant and Doug has been talking to you, man, and I've been sitting on this other side of the glass and we've been rapping, and I see you at the game or, you know, talk to your manager, and it, to see you grow into this point, man, is fantastic. What you said, you're super excited. What do you expect from Willie, from Trill this season, now that you're on that level?
Consistency. I mean, that's it. Mm. It's consistency. Like, I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do, everything good that I'm supposed to be doing, I'm doing, and it's like a routine. So, like, I figured it out. Like, you know, you do good things happen. So, like, you know, I'm going to do all the things that they say that you're supposed to do from the jump, that, like, is a blueprint that nobody listens to. But, like, the ones that listen to it, that's the ones that do it. So it's like, now I'm like, all right, well, I'm locked in. So let's do the stuff that they've been telling me to do from the jump.
So right out of the gate in this interview, he was just asked how he was doing and how things were going. And immediately Willie Cauley-Stein, on his own accord, brings up consistency. Willie is very active on social media. He is also very aware of the biggest gripes against his game. Willie is also very aware that this is a contract year for him and he needs to perform well to cash in and get as much money as he can. I'm sure he's looking at Clint Capela as a perfect example of an athletic big man who played well in his final season or two before getting a massive payday from the Houston Rockets. So Willie Cauley-Stein brings up consistency. The only question that I have with this stretch of what he just said is he says he's doing the right things, or he's supposed to be doing consistently the right things this summer, and he's been locked in on that. My question is it the right things to him or the right things to the team overall? And what I mean by that is separating Willie Cauley-Stein, the scorer, from Willie Cauley-Stein, the rim general, and the guy who can run the floor. Because I think, in my opinion, Willie Cauley-Stein is at his most effective as a rebounder, a shot blocker, or at least a shot changer, and someone who runs in transition. I've said this a million times. Willie Cauley-Stein, after the trade of DeMarcus Cousins, really took it upon himself to take up some of those offensive numbers. At that time, he was really one of the few offensive players left on the team. Now there are more offensive weapons there with Buddy Hield, with Bogdan Bogdanovic, and De'Aaron Fox. So it's not so much on him to take that scoring load. It's nice to get that 15 to 20 point night every once in a while, but that's really not what Willie's game is or should be, or where I think he can be at his most effective. So is he consistently working on shot blocking, rebounding, and running in transition, or is he still consistently working on maybe an outside shot and his post offense? We'll have to wait and see. Either way, it's a good thing to hear Willie mentioning consistency, being locked in on that, and wanting to improve.
No doubt, Will. You know what? As I hear you say that, what I say to you as somebody who has been through that, because I know that epiphany is the word that I use when it comes on for you. You got to trust the process, and I know that's a crazy word, because it's not always going to go good. And what happens is sometimes when it don't go good, what people do is they resort to the thing, that default mechanism. And you in such a good space, you got to trust that when it ain't good, it's still all good. You know what I mean?
It's literally perfectly good.
Yes, no doubt.
When it's not good. You
yes.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally
not good
get you.
For a reason.
Yes.
Like, and then once you figure that reason, you know what I'm saying? Once you figure that truth about yourself to, like, you know, want to change, like, that's it. Like, I wanted to change. I wanted to change my body. I wanted to, you know, before in the past, like, it was like, oh, yeah, like, you're telling me this, but I feel like I'm good. I'm
right.
good.
I got
I'm
you.
Good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, I wasn't good. Let's change it. Like, now I'm trying to be good. You know what I'm saying? Now it's there. It's
That's lit. What's up, man.
That's awesome.
One of the great things about having Doug Christie on KHDK is it's a former player interviewing a current player, so you can hear just in that small snippet a connection between the two of them, a understanding, a mutual understanding between them that's maybe not as clear to us that have not played in the NBA or have not played basketball at that high of a level. But essentially, the best way to take away and pick apart that, and I've listened to it over again about three or four times before trying to comment on it, is essentially Willie was all over the place in terms of what he needs to work on on and what he needs to focus on. It sounds like he was trying to be too many things and trying to take over too many things instead of focusing on what got him there in the first place and what made him all good. Willie said it was perfectly good now. No matter the hard times that we're going through, no matter what's happening with this team or the amount of wins or losses or who's coming and who's going, I am my player. This is my skill set, and this is what I can do to contribute and help this team win and get better personally and make my team better. And that's what Willie Cauley-Stein is seemingly trying to focus on, which gives me hope for the rim protection and the running the floor.
Willie, you got a nice shout-out earlier this offseason from KD and CJ on CJ's pull-up pod. I don't know if you heard that, but when something like that happens, is that just, you know, cool to get the respect of you know, fellow players, or did that mean something more to you?
No, I mean, that's like, you know, that's just what any hooper wants, especially in my position, man. It's just like this whole journey of hoops has been like, you know, you're a one-sided player, you're this type of player, and then like we're finding out that, you know, you're much more than what we thought you were. So it's like now the league is on notice that like, oh, he's much more than what everybody in the world thought he was. So like, once I realized that I'm much more than what everybody thought I was, now I'm like, well, let's go. Like, I'm much more than what everybody thought I was. So it's like, now I'm tapped into that higher level of thinking of like, I'm doing the work and I'm seeing it done and I see my body change. So it's like, yo, you're doing it. So go get it done.
No doubt. Yes, sir.
Willie Cauley-Stein, Sacramento Kings, joining us on the Grant Napier Show. Willie, have you been able to work out with any of the other guys, get together, or have you just kind of been off on your own?
No, I got a chance to get in the gym with Buddy Scow, Yogi, and Coach Larry and Jay Marsh and Ramsey. We was all in the gym last week, matter of fact. It was good, man. The energy's good. Like, dudes is changing. Like, dude, I could see it. Everybody's changed their game. Everybody's worked on their game. So, like, that's what mostly I'm excited about. It's like, we're ready to go. Like, we're ready to start hooping. Like, I could see it in everybody's, like, energy on Instagram or just, like, talking in the group text. Like, dudes is ready. Dudes has been doing it.
Hell yeah, Willie Cauley-Stein coming in with that optimism, saying he and all the guys who have been working together are excited, ready to go, ready to get back at it. That is the exact approach that you want. Now, yes, every single team, every single year says that they're going to be a playoff team or a playoff hopefuls before the regular season starts, and then they get set in on what they really are as a team and as a unit. But I want my team to be positive. I want my team to be excited. I want them to be counting down the days, ready to get back in the gym. We've seen the work Buddy's put in. We've seen the work Willie's put in. We've seen the work De'Aaron Fox has put in. All these guys are anxious to get back out there for their second year, prove the doubters wrong. They obviously felt that their growth last year was something that they could physically see and now are trying to build upon. You heard Willie talk about how he's seeing his own growth personally. Also, he had that great response to those comments from CJ McCollum and Kevin Durant on CJ's podcast. But that's exactly what I want, man. I want my teammates to be fired up, ready to go. I want my players ready to get out there, ready to put in the work. Obviously, this young team is excited to get out there and prove the doubters wrong. They're not paying attention to the fans who I pay attention to, who are either happy or sad about how the draft went. They're not paying any attention to ESPN putting out their win totals or their team rankings or power rankings. They don't care about any of that. They know that they're here for a reason. They know there's talent on this roster. They're ready to get out there on the floor and show what they got. And you can't ask for anything else from your young players this offseason.
Well, you know, the starting of the season, I think, like, first out of 10, like, 7 games are on the road, what have you. When you look at obstacles and things like that, we had James Hamm on just a little while ago, and I asked him who he thought the leader of the team was. The ability to keep everyone together and on the same page, positive like you are, in my opinion, that's going to be ultra important. When you look at that, how do you see your voice coming out in the locker room this year?
Man, it's going to come out naturally just because – like I'm doing leader work.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And before, you know, I could already tell that like they were looking for that leadership. Like, Willie, like you got a voice, man. Use it. Like Coach Gers was telling me that last year. Like, yo, you got to use your voice. You got to use your voice. But I'm like, well, how can I lead these group of men that are on the same level as me when I'm not working as hard as them?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I personally didn't feel like I was working as hard as them until the middle of the season. And that's when my game started changing. Like, okay, well, let me lock in. Let me lock in. Well, now I feel like I'm working harder than them. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In my head, I feel like I'm working harder than you. So now I feel like I can lead you.
No doubt. Mm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now, it was those comments right there by Willie Cauley-Stein in this interview that everybody paid attention to. Willie Cauley-Stein being asked about his leadership and him being completely open and honest. And this is one of the things I love about talking to Willie is he's going to be real, even if he's going to put himself on blast or put some attention on himself. And he basically called himself out. He said, last year, I was told that I could be a leader and I could be a voice. And I just wasn't, and I wasn't capable of being that because I wasn't, quite frankly, working as hard as the guys on the team that are looking up to me to be a leader. So now I'm changing that. I'm working hard. I'm putting in the work. Now, that doesn't necessarily, to me, speak to Willie Cauley-Stein's quote-unquote laziness. That just, to me, expresses the fact that Willie was aware that he could be doing more and he wasn't necessarily working completely on the stuff that he needed to be working on, which to me is a positive, versus De'Aaron Fox and the younger guys coming in hungry, ready to prove themselves. Willie didn't feel at the level or capable of leading them because he wasn't leading by example. Now he says he's changed that. He is leading by example. He's putting in the work during the offseason. He's showing up, playing better or working harder than the guys that he is expecting to lead next season. That, to me, is a positive. Anyone who wants to break down these comments and dissect them and question Willie's work ethic, recognize that it's not other people that are bringing this up. It's not James Hammer, another insider, that is watching Willie in practice and saying, you know, Willie just isn't working hard. He's blatantly lazy. He's not. It's Willie Cauley-Stein himself saying, no, I was working, but I was not working hard enough, in my opinion, to be at the level of leadership that that is my potential, right? I'm not good enough, or I'm not playing and putting in the work to be able to turn around and tell these young guys, okay, this is what you need to do. I can't be a leader if I'm not leading by example. Willie adjusted that. It seems like he's recognized that. He brought it up himself, called himself out, which is powerful. Anyone who I know I have it, if you're your own worst critic, right? You want to please everybody else, and you want everybody to be proud of you or to recognize what you're putting in, but ultimately it's yourself, it's in your own head that pushes you the hardest and beats you down the most. Willie Cauley-Stein is using himself as self-motivation, very similar to what Marvin Bagley did with his comments about him being the MVP. I love that from players. That is a drive that I want to see.
No, that's super serious, and it's a great thing to hear that, man, to especially for this team who's a young team to take that next step. I in the same frame when we were talking to James Hamm, I had asked a question, but I propose it to you. What to you will exemplify a successful season for this team in your eyes?
Man, I honestly think it's just, you know, a lot of people want it to be this playoff race. I think for us, it's just like finally getting our identity as the Kings. Like, we ain't had an identity as the Kings since Doug. Since that era, it's like, and it's like,
yeah.
Oh, it's fresh, man. We got some dogs like that. And that's what I'm more or less like. I want our identity to come out this year. Like, I want people to like stop saying that the Kings is a floozy organization. Like, nah, we real. We really coming. Like, that's it. Like, that's what I want. Like, that's how I feel.
This right here is easily my favorite part of the entire interview. Willie Cauley-Stein recognizing, you know, everybody's talking playoffs, everybody's talking turn that around, and ultimately, of course, yes, that's where we want to go, but we have to get the small steps on the ladder first before we can climb to the top of the mountain. We have to get started, and that begins with establishing our identity. I love what he said, that the Kings really haven't had an identity since Doug Christie played. What have the Kings been over the last 12 years that they've been out of the playoffs? Nobody really knows. They had kind of an identity as a team built around DeMarcus Cousins, but even then, they never completely committed to that. Now they're committing to a rebuild with a bunch of pieces. Nobody really knows what the Kings are. Willie, first and foremost, is looking this season for he and the Sacramento Kings to establish this is the kind of team they are. This is what they do. My hope is they establish that by running the floor. This is where this team is at its best. This is what the team is. They're fast-paced, up and down, effort, hustle, intensity. They're Buddy Hield three-pointers. They're De'Aaron Fox layups. They're Willie Cauley-Stein and Bogdan Bogdanovic alley-oops. That is what the team needs to do first and foremost, is establish themselves, establish who they are, and in that process, establish a star or two to be able to lead them to that next step. It's one step at a time. We all want to look at the top of the ladder. We all want to look at the shining heavens that is the NBA playoffs and the NBA championship, but you got to start somewhere. You look at the Golden State Warriors. They changed their identity completely to being a team built around Monte Ellis to let's see what we have with young guys, and then they became a team led by the Splash Brothers. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, three-point shooting. Then they added Draymond Green to that, and the rest is history. We know how it has all played out. The Warriors established a new identity, established what they were, which was a three-point shooting at all costs team, and look how it's transformed the NBA. Now it's time for the Sacramento Kings to establish who they are first and foremost. That is at the top of Willie Cauley-Stein's priority list. That right there, comments right there from Willie Cauley-Stein are what have helped me to know that Willie is dialed into what he and the Sacramento Kings need to do. He is aware of the critics and the comments and everything around him, but more importantly, he is focusing on what he believes and what this team believes is the right way to get back to the promised land. I appreciate that. I love these comments by Willie.
No doubt. You know, Will, when I listen to you, it makes me excited, man. First of all, because I've been there and I've experienced those type of moments when people didn't believe in me and I wasn't going to be nothing. And then I went in the lab and I pushed myself to different points that I didn't even know that I had. So when I hear that, I'm probably more excited for you now that I've talked to you than I was before that. This is an important year, man, and I'm proud for you, man. Congratulations, man. I hope that you're working and doing your thing. Can't wait to see you back on this end, man, and so appreciate you with gracing us with a little bit of your time, bro.
Nah, man, I appreciate it. That's all love, always.
Absolutely.
So there you have it. Willie Cauley-Stein on Sports 1140 KHDK on the Grant Napier Show with Doug Christie, Charles T. Hamilton, and Jay Johnson as Grant was out on vacation. Hope you enjoyed that and my comments and my breakdown of it. If you want to share any of your feedback to this interview, please do send it directly to me on Twitter at MattGeorgeKHDK, or you can email me mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. Would love to hear your responses. These comments from Willie, I love to hear them. It fires me up to know the big man is willing to work, ready to work, put in the work, and don't just dismiss it as, oh, he's aware it's a contract year and that's the only reason he's working is for the money. Of course he's working for the money and he wants to get paid a big contract on the other side. But Willie has been in this, he's the longest tenured king on this front, roster right now. He has been through hell with this franchise already through from his rookie season onward. So he is riding and dying with this core, this group of what they've put together, and he has taken pride in this team getting better. He loves playing in front of these fans. He said it a million times. So Willie Cauley-Stein, to me, hopefully can become the player that the Kings so desperately need him to be and maybe earn another contract for the Kings to bring him back and work him into the identity and the future of this franchise. A reminder, on Friday, it's our fans-only show. I've been recording interviews with fans all week long. Very excited to debut that. Hopefully, it's something that you enjoy, so it's something that we can do again. So many of you fans reached out. Unfortunately, I was only able to handpick a select few of you to get you on. I do have a long waiting list already, so if we do more episodes in the future, I for sure will try and get to as many of you as possible, but I think you're really going to enjoy this fans-only episode on Friday. I'm definitely looking forward to recording that and playing that for you. Also, speaking of the Grant Napier Show, I am hosting that with Jay Johnson on KHDK tomorrow from 3 to 7 and on Friday from 3 to 7, so if you're in the Sacramento area, tune your radios to AM 1140 so you can listen to that. If you're not in the area, you can also listen on KHDK.com or go to your Apple Store or your Google Play Store on Android and download the Sports 1140 KHDK app so that you can listen to me on the air. You can also listen to all of our great shows. You can go to our archives to hear when Willie Cauley-Stein and other Kings players come onto the air. It's all going to be right there for you on that app. I highly encourage you to get that, the app of the flagship radio station of your Sacramento Kings. That's going to do it for me here today. Fans-only episode is coming on Friday, so stay tuned for that. If you have a second, head over to iTunes and head over to Stitcher and leave a quick review out of 5 stars and any comments of what you like, don't like about the show, anything, any improvements you want to see. It's all fair game. We love it, and it helps us improve, so please do that. Thanks to everybody who has already done that, and thanks to all of you who choose to make this your podcast, Home of the Kings, and listen on a daily basis. I appreciate it. I love you guys. We will be going back to 5 podcasts a week every single weekday as the regular season gets going. We're at the 3 a week as of right now, so don't worry. We will be going back to daily here once October gets going, so don't you fret about that. Have yourselves a great, great Wednesday and Thursday. I'll talk to you on Friday for Fans Only Friday right here on the Locked On Kings podcast.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.